And it's interesting when you consider earlier it says, will you never believe in me unless you see miracles and signs and wonders? And he doesn't allow the people to see a miraculous sign or wonder except the man.
That's really an interesting point.
So just the man.
So some people missed the miracle because they didn't believe. That's powerful. Okay, Michael, the time's running. Let's go to Luke chapter 10. This is such a powerful story. After the resurrection, Jesus has been raised, and the disciples haven't yet all come to believe that, have they?
Yeah.
And so now Jesus is walking with two of the disciples. We don't know the other one, perhaps his wife, perhaps someone else, but Cleopas and another traveler is going with, and they're going from Jerusalem to Emmaus, not far away.
Mm-hmm.
A stranger comes to them, walks along with them, and how does he deal with this whole story?
As he's walking with them, he asks them, essentially, and here you can pick up in verse 25 where he starts to talk and he says, "Then Jesus said to them, 'You foolish people,